With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
If you wanted to take a peek into your neighbor's trash can, I know you'd do it at night, but I'm just nervous about, like, the cameras these days. Everybody's got cameras pointed, and I don't know what the reach is. Is it just the front stoop?
Hold on.
Or is it?
No, it's motion activated, right? So anytime kind of a motion pops in front of it, I think it's a pretty wide angle. Kira, I know your question. It's not important. What's important is the camera, right? I think you're gonna get to the stoop, so I'd be careful.
So yeah, even if the person whose trash can I'm going through doesn't have a camera,
someone else could pick it up for sure. Yeah,
and it's that really.
Yeah, and again, Kara, your question is not relevant to whatever Ted's story is, so I wouldn't even ask it.
But I need to know.
Oh, it's very simple. If your question is why or
why are you going through your neighbor's trash can? Why are you going through anybody's trash can?
So my neighbor is just moved out, and we noticed, I mean, he donated a perfectly good working treadmill to some organization.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, a whole truck full of stuff. And everybody knows the last trash can when somebody's moving out is the most lucrative trash cans of all the trash cans.
Right. There could be some sweet gems in there. Yeah, because a lot of people just like, you'd be surprised. I mean, how many times my wife has sold a house and she's like, you would not believe what people leave behind.
Oh, or I know.
Call the 1-800-GOT-JUNK guys for.
Yes.
I mean, thousands of dollars in merchandise. Get after it. What was in there?
I furnished an entire apartment in college using dumpster furniture, like a rug, beautiful oriental rug. I don't know if you're allowed to call that these days. Lamps, beautiful chairs, reupholstered. Something I can't believe I lost this one picture. It was like from the Worcester State Fair. You could see there was hundreds of people there. You could see all their individual faces. I don't know how they made it.
Well, so you have? Are you saying that you're worried about the cameras and you have not gone?
No, I haven't. Yeah, I have till Monday because that's when the trash.
Oh, he's already come. Put. Oh, he's
put
already
it out. Okay. Yeah, because they moved out.
Oh, so you've got a couple days.
Oh yeah, I got some
is
time.
Is it legal to go through somebody else's trash?
I already grabbed a couple of bulletin boards that he had, just like lying next to the trash can. I figured that was quick. Like I could just whoop, grab it, and it's great. One's cleaner than the other, so the cleaner one will go in our son's room. And then the dirty one will go in the garage.
Is it legal? I think it's more frowned upon.
Well, I don't understand why you're worried about the neighbors seeing you go through somebody else's trash if it's not, like, illegal or, I mean, you were just
bragging about you furnished the whole apartment. I don't want people to be tipped off that there's a dumpster diver in the neighborhood because then they're going to be protective of their stuff.
Oh,
I want people's guard to be down.
You want to be the dumpster diver of the street.
And this final trash can is the trash can. The items that are in this trash can are the items that this guy wasn't sure about and then made the decision at the last minute as he's on his way out, like, I'm just going to throw it away.
There's no room in the truck.
Those are the gems. That's the gold I want to mine for.
Stop calling it trash even. Like, it's probably a little bit
treasure.
I mean, I do have a big SUV. Do you want me to come by and like park on the street and kind of block the trash can so you can jump out the side door and just go after it? Or what?
I need a disguise, I guess. If these cameras are going to catch, because the cameras are shooting from the home to the trash can, and then the road is after the trash can. I'd really love for you to drive up on the sidewalk. I'm sorry, treasure can.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Treasure can.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Kind of lousy weather today. Rain with a high only to 47. But hold on, because tomorrow we're going to have a high of 63, some clouds, and then 68 on Sunday as we get back to normal life 43 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you what that Taylor Swift fan was caught doing that's making them go viral in just a second. But there are all kinds of crazy things to do this weekend. They say that Atlanta is a melting pot. And if you look at the schedule of events this weekend, you can totally tell that.
Confirmed.
There's the K-pop mini con that's happening at Gas South Convention Center.
Hold on. What?
This is Korean pop music. Mm-hmm. They're having a mini what?
A mini con. So it's like a mini convention. Then over at Atlantic Station, there's the Atlanta Brunch Fest, and Barbie Dreamhouse pop-up truck is going to be pulling in tomorrow at Atlantic Station.
Not just brunch.
No.
I mean, one establishment for brunch is enough mimosas to be sending you up texts at 2 in the afternoon. Yeah. This is a festival of brunch.
A festival of brunch.
I love it.
Pace yourself, right?
And there's also the Atlanta Tattoo Arts Festival that's happening down at America's Mart. So over 300 of the world's best tattoo artists are in town and are going to be doing their thing live over there all weekend long. So
stay away from the tequila.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can go to the brunch fest, you can get a little tipsy, you can go check out, get your Barbie Dreamhouse merch, then you can go get a tattoo.
Yeah, but you don't want to be tipsy when you get a tattoo. Everyone tells you that because your blood thins out and it's tough.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Just from a logistical standpoint.
Yeah.
No, but you do want to make the decision to get the tattoo, and you want to pick out your tattoo. And I suggest the face. That's the best canvas for tats.
So we've all been to concerts and seen people whipping out their cell phones to take pictures and video. But there's one Taylor Swift fan that was caught doing something that is making them go viral and is really dividing the internet right now. She whipped out her phone to Shazam Taylor Swift's song Champagne Problems.
All right. So Shazam is an app on your phone where if a song's playing, you don't know what song it is, you can just pull this thing out. It'll listen to the song and tell you what song it is, which is brilliant.
Yes.
I didn't know you could use that as a concert, though.
You can use it anywhere.
Well, and I think you can even use it now if you're watching a TV show or a movie you're unfamiliar. Same kind of thing.
Get out of here.
Or, if there's like a song in a commercial that you're like, oh, I love that, you can use that.
And then, like, as I get older, I'm like wondering, does Shazam work so that you could hold it up and it'll tell you the name of the person that you're talking to?
That would be great.
I mean, you never know.
Eventually.
Now, this was like an innocent thing, but thousands of diehard Swifties were complaining that her ticket should have gone to someone who was a more passionate fan, that obviously she didn't know what the song was. But then there were others that were like, maybe this was just a mom that wasn't, you know, that was just there with her kids and wasn't a crazy Taylor Swift fan.
Swifties, get it together. This is not what you're about.
I know, right?
This is not what we signed up for.
Kindness.
Kindness and love and respect.
Give that woman a friendship bracelet, okay?
Give her a bracelet and take her under your wing. Mm-hmm. Show her the way. Don't shame.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Morning, Bonnie in Cedartown.
Good morning.
How are things?
Going great. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
To you, too. We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Could you do us the honor of kicking Kara out of the studio?
Bye, girl.
I'm out of here, Bonnie. Good luck.
Thanks.
Kara will step out. We'll ask you 5 trivia questions and bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. It was 4 years ago today. The very first case of what disease was identified in the U.S.?
Oh, COVID-19.
Number two. Justin Bieber is not happy. His father-in-law took to social media to share that he and his wife are having issues. True or false, Bieber's father-in-law is Alec Baldwin.
True.
Question number three. JoJo Siwa revealed she already tattooed the names of the children she wants to have on her body. Sounds like she's already been to the brunch festival.
Yep.
JoJo shares her real name with the title of what Dolly Parton song?
Jolene.
Number four. Lizzo says she never turned down a role in J-Lo's new movie because she was never asked. What kind of test did Lizzo take in her song Truth Hurts?
I don't know. Personality test?
Number five. She took a Berkman.
Right, yeah.
It just changes the whole complexion of the song.
Yeah.
Number five, Vanderpump Rules stars Jackson Brittany will divorce after 5 years of marriage. What was the name of the restaurant featured in the first season of Vanderpump Rules?
So, I don't know. Vanderpump?
All right, let's bring Kara back in.
So, Bonnie struggled a little bit this morning. Too right.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Kara, ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, 4 years ago today, the first case of what virus was identified in the U.S.?
Coronavirus.
That's what Bonnie said, one to
one. COVID-19, to be
number
exact.
Number two. So that was the first case. It really didn't hit us until about a year later, right? Is that right? Oh. Was it 3 years ago or is that?
No, so 2020, March 2020.
That's when everything's like shut down.
Next Friday is like the 4 year anniversary of everything, like boom, done.
That was not when the first case of the disease. Everybody gets that right.
Right, yes.
Number two, Justin Bieber's father-in-law is Alec Baldwin. True or false?
False.
Yeah, Stephen Baldwin. Bonnie said it was true. All right, 2-1.
Oh, man.
Question number three, JoJo Siwa shares her real name with the title of what Bolly Tartan. What Bolly Darton song?
Jolene?
Is the right answer. Yeah, that's what Bonnie said. All right, 3-2.
Question number four, what kind of test did Lizzo take in her song Truth Hurts?
A DNA test. I just took a
DNA test. Man. What does she find out, Kara?
100%.
Yeah. All right. 4-2.
That lady. Number five. What was the name of the restaurant featured in the first season of Vanderpump Rules?
It's Sir.
It is Sir. That's the right answer.
Sexy nice. Unique restaurant.
Is that what that stands for? Yeah.
What does it stand for?
Sexy unique restaurant.
Not eating there. All right. Final score this morning, 5-2. Bonnie in Cedartown. Are you smarter than Kara?
I'm not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,695 wins, 52 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Bonnie.
That's okay. Thank you.
No cash, but you do get the pair of tickets to Dollywood to enjoy the I Will Always Love You Music Festival March 9th through the 14th of April. Get more information and tickets at Dollywood.com, but you're all good. Have a great time in the Smoky Mountains.
Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5. Consolation prize next week. Tickets to see Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan. 7:35 Monday. It's B98.5.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free B98.5 app. Just click the open mic feature and you could hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5.
The problem with feeling guilty about something is you can't outrun it. You could be having fun with friends at dinner, having a good time, and all of a sudden, boom, there's the guilt and remind you that you're pretty much a dirtbag until you make it right.
What's going on?
Just been Drex is getting the conscience.
Like, what is happening?
So weird. Gross. This is real gross.
I wish I could revert back to just super shady Drex that doesn't care about this stuff. But this one, I don't know. It's been sitting really weird with me. We bought a new house 8-9 months ago, and I thought the trash service was kind of included. Some of them are, you know, like DeKalb County picks up your trash, you don't pay. Some you pay, some you don't. We never got a bill, never got transferred over at closing, so I thought, all right, we've got free trash or whatever. Well, that was until about 2 months ago, and a bill to the previous owners pops up, and I open up the bill, and it says, do not pay, just for reference, auto pay credit card on file.
Ooh.
So for the last 9 months, the previous owners of my house have been paying for my trash.
Have been paying
service.
Your trash bill, and you didn't even know.
I didn't even notice it. Obviously, they didn't even notice it.
Whoa!
I just realized I don't know if I'm paying for my trash. How much is trash? Did you see on
it's
the
like
bill?
$38. So you know we're probably getting close to $300 that I've stole from this other couple who were a nice couple. You know, we enjoyed kind of the selling process.
So you're wondering whether or not you should alert them? Of course you should alert them.
Well, but then are they going to come back and say like, oh, it's been 8-9 months.
We want our $300.
Not only do you have to take over the trash, you need to pay us back.
Yeah, for sure, because that's the right thing to do.
Scratch him out a check.
I know. So I'm talking to my wife about this because I handle the bills and she doesn't do any of that. But she's a good lady. She goes, well, hold on a second. Before we contact them, there's a little bit of an issue we need to work out with them. So when we bought the house, they had they left a hot tub behind.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not hot tub people. So they're like, all right, well, we'll get it out of there. Well, you know, things happen and we're moving in and out. The hot tub is still at my house.
Oh.
Okay.
And they haven't moved it. And they were supposed to pay to move it. It's been 9 months. We can't track them down on that. It costs $1,000 to move this hot tub. So my wife's like, yeah, it's because they're huge. You know, you can't just put it in the back of a truck and haul it off.
Yeah.
Right.
And so my wife's like, well, hold on a second. Don't tell them, alert them yet about the trash. Like, they still owe us, you know, they still owe us getting this hot tub out of here. So let's maybe equal it out a little bit.
Ooh. So just keep their credit card on file until you get the $1,000.
And then, worth of that to get rid of the hot tub. Because nobody wants to use hot tub. That's disgusting.
What do you mean?
Nobody wants a used hot tub.
Yeah, why don't you sell the hot tub?
Who doesn't want to use
hot
tub?
Not only do I not want to use hot tub, I would never sell a used hot tub to anybody else. Nobody wants a used hot tub. That's like I'm using someone's mattress.
No, it's not. It's completely different from using a mattress. You can fully clean a hot tub. You can't fully clean a mattress.
I don't think you can fully clean a hot tub. That's like hot tubs are like people's like broth.
It's like water and chlorine.
Oh,
dude.
No
like
way.
What do you think the pool is? The pool is just people's grossness.
You wouldn't buy a used pool either,
I bet. Absolutely
not.
Haven't
you purchased homes that came with a pool
exactly.
and you've used the pool, haven't you?
Hey, pools are different. Pools are colder water. This hot tub is hot. Like I said, that's someone's like that's their you're swimming in their soup.
So you're saying better to pee in the ocean than to pee in a pond.
Absolutely. You would there's no way you would ever get into somebody else's hot tub. That they previously owned, they were sitting in basically no clothes.
You've never gone to a hotel?
Right? If I was able to like fully clean it the way that I would like for it to be cleaned, it would be fine.
Hotels are different. The thing with mattresses and hot tubs, though, that you use those on vacation. You're not bringing those back. You're not using them used.
What?
Oh, this is disgusting.
So you do use a hot tub on vacation, and you use other people's mattresses on vacation.
Like, kind of just one-offs and all that. But this was someone's personal hot tub that Lord knows what happened in there. I don't want anything to do with it. And I would never sell it to anybody. You guys
You're
are blowing my
crazy.
Mind that you would get in someone
Dude,
else's hot tub.
404-741-0985 if you want to talk to Drex. If you want to leave him a message telling him he's a dang fool, you can just do that quickly.
We are not taking phone calls
just
from people.
You're comparing a used hot tub to a used mattress.
Or a toothbrush.
There couldn't be
oh my gosh, that's even a toothbrush. That
thing.
Is not
right.
not the same thing.
Hold my beer and raise your glass.
Oh, my gosh.
404-741-0985. Tad, Drex, and Kara show. Drex with this ridiculous idea that a hot tub is the same thing as a mattress when it comes to sanitation.
Yeah, you don't buy them used. You're not going to buy a hot tub used. You're not going to buy a mattress used. You're not going to buy a toothbrush used. In fact, hot tubs and Waffle Houses are like the same thing. Nothing good's going on after 11 p.m.
What?
Stay out
but
of them.
But yet you still eat at Waffle House whenever you get the chance.
Yeah, but I'm on and gone, though.
So is a hot tub just once? It's a one and done, only single use. The sad thing about this is this thing is going to go to the dump.
Mm-hmm.
And
how wasteful.
How wasteful. Heather in Stockbridge.
I'm sorry, and I don't usually agree with him, but yes, I am not getting in anyone's private hot tub.
Thank you.
It's a lot that goes on in private hot tubs. I would not touch it. I would send them a very nice worded letter like, hey, listen, if you don't pick up by this date, we are going to dispose of it at your expense, and then I would send them the bill. More than likely, you won't get paid for it, but that's how I would handle it. And I would definitely pay for my own trash service because it's the right thing to do.
Separate issues, right?
Separate issues. Yeah, you guys seem so focused on the hot tub, which blows my
let's
mind.
Stay. I want to stay.
You
want to
stay
in the tub for sure. Thank you so much, Christy and Rutledge.
I'll come take the hot tub away for you.
Nope.
See?
Nope.
I told you.
Nope. This thing needs to go to the. This is going to the dump.
Have you never seen Below Deck? There's a hot tub on that boat that people are doing nasty stuff in every episode. They drain that hot tub, they chlorine bleach it out, and it's ready for the next guy.
So Below Deck, multiple people go on that. That's the same thing as the hotel hot tub, which Drex has admitted he would use the hot tub at the hotel. This is one lovely couple that's owned this hot tub. There's nothing nasty that's happened.
Well, regardless, you can drain the hot tub
and clean it.
Have a good time. Then you're swimming in your own soup and not anybody else's.
Love it. Thank you so much. Now that I'm thinking about it, I bet you nothing dirty happens in hotel hot tubs, especially the ones that are in you know, obviously if it's in the room.
For sure. Yeah.
That's one thing. If there's this heart-shaped mirror on the ceiling, don't use a hot tub, but public hot tub
that's attached to the pool. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You got to know there's cameras.
You're good there.
How many people listening right now are freaking out because they're just realizing, "Oh, there's cameras?"
There's cameras in the hotel hot tub.
We are discussing whether or not you would ever use a used hot tub.
Buy a used hot tub.
Is it a single use sort of deal where once a family has tainted a hot tub, it's
no one else can ever use it again?
Dump. Karen in Cumming.
Leslie Pools actually sells a hot tub sterilization kit, and it kind of bleaches the guts and the insides so that it all comes out when you run it, and then he cleaned the inside.
Don't you hear yourself?
You know what you're buying.
If you have to have a sterilization bleaching kit for something, it's probably not good.
Using your logic, if you use dish detergent when you wash your dishes,
yeah,
that's disgusting.
Those are my dishes, though. I eat off of those.
Yeah, but so do other people. The people that come to your home don't eat off those dishes, too?
They're on and gone, though. It's a one-time deal.
You don't go to restaurants? You think they're just...
Bring my own cutlery, Tad.
No, you don't.
Do not.
I will tell you one thing I will not do, and this might sound crazy. Even though you can wash it, it's fine. I will never eat out of a dog bowl. Like if some receptacle or some pan or some bowl or whatever has been used for the dog, even though there's not enough.
Yeah, it's a mental thing. That's why I'm with the hot tub.
It's not a mental thing, dude.
Really?
There's not enough dishwashing liquid in the world. Have you tried to wash a dish bowl that a dog has used? A bowl, like a dog dish?
Yeah, I wash them every week.
Okay, for the dog, though. You don't wash them and then eat something out of it.
Because it's the dog's bowl. But even if I were to, if I need the bowl and I wash it and I know it's clean, I would use it.
No way.
So hearing your logic, Tad, what I hear you saying is you would rather go in a hot tub after I've used it and abused it for a year versus eating out of your own dog's bowl. Would you? Would you really get in a hot tub after?
Have you tried to clean a dog bowl? Not to be gross, but the slime from the dog's saliva, I guess, stays there forever. Cannot be washed. Cannot be cleaned to perfection.
Yes, it can.
Cannot.
Oh my gosh, you guys. What is wrong with you? Who I work with?
Drex.
Yeah.
You eat with your feet.
Yeah.
You will not use a hot tub.
My feet. That's my feet.
404-741-0985. Curious if there's anything that you won't use, like if a hot tub.
Yeah, you're not buying a used hot tub. Yeah, you said you're not buying a used dog.
Mattress is the obvious one, but is there anything else like a dog dish that you'd be like, ugh, not doing it? 404-741-0985. It's got to be off the beaten path. I don't want to hear about toothbrushes and mattresses.
Yeah, I know that.
I want to hear about dog dishes. Meg in Dallas, you say it's not the hot tub you're worried about?
It's not like it's a used computer keyboard.
You think that's worse than a used hot tub?
Because, like, people's dead skin
like
from typing at me?
But
you could clean that.
Well, people put their fingers all over the keyboards, and then what's the first thing you do with your hands? You put them on your face.
No, I don't.
Most people. Yeah, I do, for sure.
Mr. doesn't want to go in a hot tub.
Right?
Well, it's my stuff, though. Yeah.
It's more like I'm afraid someone has inserted or put some kind of tech into the keyboard that could like clone my keystrokes and like, you know, it gets it back to hackers.
Oh,
they can figure out your password or something.
That's actually more legitimate than I gave you credit for at the start.
And if that's not real, it's about to be.
Somebody implants a transmitter and everything you type, they're going to see all your passwords, your social security number. I mean, that's terrifying.
We're Googling like restaurant reviews. Yeah. A lot of it would be boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking up strange diseases on WebMD. We asked this question. What's something you would never buy used on the B98.5 Facebook? Mm-hmm. A lot of your usual suspects on there. But go ahead, join the conversation there. That's where we're going to take it.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ben, you need forgiveness from your girlfriend, Lauren. What's going on?
So we've been dating for about a year, Lauren and I, and we each have a kid from a previous marriage, and we work full-time, so our schedules are, like, pretty crazy.
Wow.
So, you know, so we created a calendar for both of us to kind of, like, keep up with everything and make sure it's all in line.
Right.
And so a few months ago, I sent this calendar invite to Lauren for a trip to Jamaica.
Oh, how romantic.
Did you spoil a surprise?
That's kind of where the issue is, because actually Lauren wasn't invited.
Well, hold on, Ben. Lauren wasn't invited to a trip to Jamaica that you sent her an invite for?
I just sent the invite so that she'd know I'd be gone. Like, it was just like, you know, block these dates.
You put it on the calendar. So you say Jamaica,
yeah.
It's a shared calendar, so she sees, like, Jamaica on the calendar and assumes
exactly.
That she's gone. Okay.
So she's not going.
She's not,
she's not invited.
No, it's a guy's trip. So we were having, and I didn't realize I did this. So we were having dinner last night, and Lauren started asking about it, and she was like, oh, what should we pack? And I was like, oh, it's a guy's trip. And we got into a huge fight, and we ended up breaking up.
Oh, my gosh. So, wow.
Yeah.
There's kids involved and stuff. And shared, do you guys live in the same house, or how does that work?
No, we don't. We don't, but still.
Yeah, but you guys, I mean, you've been dating for a year, and you've kind of probably already started integrating kids and schedules and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So, you guys were serious.
Oh, yes, 100%.
And assuming you want forgiveness because, what, you don't want to break up, it was a misunderstanding.
Well, yeah, and I still want to go on the trip.
You still want to go on the trip with the guys?
Yeah.
If you want to get back in this lady's good graces, the last thing you want to do is go on this trip without her. You need to take your girlfriend.
But I leave this afternoon. I just want to, what I want is, like, clear this up, but we can talk about it when I get back.
You want her forgiveness, but you don't want to invite her on the trip?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, but at least he's coming on. He realized he did something wrong, Tad. I mean, this is what we do.
One thing I know for sure is that it might not be too late to apologize, but it sure is too late to get a last-minute ticket to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk this through coming up next.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ben put a trip to Jamaica on a shared calendar with his girlfriend. She got excited about going on the trip. Then he had to break it to her. No, I was just letting you know where I was going. It's a guy's trip. She's not invited. She broke up with him. The trip is today. Ben, she's not going to know you're on the line when she first picks up.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Lauren?
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. Calling from B98.5. How are you this morning?
I'm okay.
We understand you just broke up with your boyfriend.
He broke up with me. He was getting ready to go on a trip out of the country, and he just decided to drop bomb on me.
Yeah, we understand there was a little miscommunication about that trip. It was a guys only trip.
Yeah, that part definitely threw me off, but that wasn't the bomb that he dropped.
Oh, there was something different?
Yeah, he said that he wanted to break up before he left so that he could have a guilt-free trip, whatever that means.
Oh, gosh.
All right, now would be a time where we want to bring Ben, your boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, on, I guess. He's on the other line. Ben was calling us because he was feeling bad about what went down and wanted your forgiveness, but Ben, you didn't tell us the whole story.
Look, I'm really sorry for springing all this on you.
I mean, Ben, Lauren says that y'all didn't break up over the fact that she wasn't going on the trip. She says you broke up with her so you could have, like, this guilt-free guy's trip and do whatever you want, I guess.
I made a mistake, Lauren, okay? I don't want to break up. I just think it was, like, peer pressure from other guys going on the trip. They were like, bro, you gotta break up with her. And I was like, look, can I just make it up to you when I get back?
How old are you guys? Like, Ben, how old are you that you're falling into peer pressure from guys saying you break up, you have kids?
It was stupid of me. I'm sorry.
Look, you can make it up to me tonight because I don't think that you're going on that trip.
I leave this afternoon, so I am going on the trip.
So you're all packed up? You have everything you need to travel?
What the f*** is going on?
Well, it's going to be really hard for you to leave the country when your passport is sitting in my purse.
You swiped Ben's passport.
Listen, when Ben dumped me, I went into his room to get my stuff, and I noticed that his passport was just on the dresser, so I took it.
Lauren, this is unreal. You're not this kind of sneaky person.
Oh, don't underestimate a woman who has been scorned, Ben.
All right.
Well, like we said, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, and Ben wanted to ask forgiveness for the argument and the breakup. Is there any way you forgive him, Lauren?
Oh, that's up to him, because I had already requested time off from work and arranged childcare thinking that I was going to Jamaica.
Oh.
Okay. You want to go?
Oh, Ben, how quickly you've changed your tune.
I'll book the flight right now.
Oh, interesting how you decide not to go on the guys' trip when there's no way you can go on a guys' trip without Lauren's help.
Yeah. I mean, Lauren, you're going. Is that worth it?
Yeah, luckily, it's going to be a nice long flight. We can have a conversation.
Yeah.
Lauren, I'm going to make this right, I promise.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Passport back. You're going to.
Ben, you got to put them back in the jar where they belong.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Are you talking about passport or...
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app.
But every Friday at this time, our celebrity insider, A. Wood, who works in the TV and movie business, swings by to tell us about some casting calls for some of the shows and movies they're shooting around town.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right, guys. What's your favorite judge show? There's so many.
You got to go classic.
Judge Judy.
Yeah. Wapner.
Wow.
Old school, baby.
What's the would you consider Night Court a judge show? The tall guy who's kind of weird?
Bull?
The bald tie?
Oh.
Played by Richard Ball?
Do you know the name?
Come on.
Look at you. Are you smarter than Karen?
Like an elephant.
Wow. Welcome to 1987, people. Goodness. I don't even know if Night Court, like the new one.
That was a sitcom.
Right. Yeah, that was a sitcom. Right.
Moving along. What about it?
Well, listen. The court shows are revving up, and there's one that needs audience members, and it is one of my favorites.
Joe Brown.
No, Divorce Court.
Oh.
Could be because I want to be up in there, but really, they are looking for audience members, and here's how it works. When you sign up for this, people, you are there for the whole day. And the episodes are kind of short, mm-hmm. So you will probably do... I'd say 5 to 8 episodes per day as an audience member.
You get to hear 5 to 8 just dirt, drama, dumpster fire. Not
fake.
I don't think it's made up.
No, they are not made up. Those are real things that need to be resolved.
I used to watch Springer and think it was real, and then I went for a live taping of it, and it was so clear that it wasn't real. People spontaneously jumping out of their chairs and running over and pulling somebody's hair.
Well, listen, Star Jones is the new...
The judge.
Oh, you're
on
kidding.
Divorce court. Yeah. So I'm going out there.
So it's gonna get spicy.
It's gonna get spicy. She's very no holds barred, and she takes this very seriously.
And this isn't really a studio audience. You are basically the gallery of
you
the courtroom.
You are the gallery,
right?
You are the courtroom. Yeah. That's right.
You're gonna be on TV.
Oh, for sure you'll be on TV.
Yeah. And the more you react, like if something happens and you're like, what?
I'm like, fall out of the chair. He
Throw
did what?
Faces.
Yeah, but
Throw
you don't want to go too far with that.
Drex, go far.
Oh, yeah.
We want to go far. Listen, this will be the most fun you will ever have making $100. So if you want to...
Speak for yourself.
All day. Drex.
So listen, you get snacks and lunch. And on top of that, did I say you're going to watch 5 to 8 couples go through some it's going to be good. But listen, if that's you and you're like me and you want to go hang out with Star Jones and be on Divorce Court, follow me on all social and I'll tell you exactly how we can go be in that audience.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.